Welcome to the Float Podcast, an entrepreneurial journey. My name is Nick Janicki, once a wide-eyed hippie with purple dreadlocks, and now the founder of the True Rest Float Spa, the fastest growing floating franchisor in the world, and CEO of Float Pod Technologies, the industry leader in float pods. Follow me along in my entrepreneurial journey with what will become the next billion-dollar industry to enter the health and wellness sector. Let's connect with world-class athletes, actors, musicians, doctors, industry experts, and explore the mindsets of powerful entrepreneurs. Let's get this floating party started.
All right, welcome to the Float Podcast. This is an episode that I think I've been wanting to do. Well, I don't think, I know. I've been wanting to do this for a very long time. I have a very special guest here, Mr. Alden Witte, whom is someone I've known for a very long time, very good personal friend. We've done lots of videos. A lot of people have seen us in videos. Alden's been involved in the industry only about a year after I have been. I started in 2009. We opened the store in 2010. I think I met you probably 2011, mm-hmm. 2012, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And we would just talk for hours and hours and hours. So you've been involved for a long time. You obviously sell pods, and you have a True Rest store in Gilbert.
Yep.
And so, of course, as usual, this episode is sponsored by Float Pod Technologies, as well as True Rest Franchising. And this one is about how to generate revenue in your business. And this is a topic that is so important. And I've actually had people, and we've talked about this numerous times, come to me that own float centers and say either A, I don't know how to make any more money on this. We're struggling. I've known three or four centers that have closed their doors. I know three or four centers that have sold their business cents on the dollar for what they opened it for. Yep. And I've had a couple people come to me after 3, 4, 5 months of operations, after a year of operations, after 2 years of operations, and say, I need to get a part-time job.
There was somebody on Float Facilitators on Facebook today posting about how they're working on, you know, packages instead of memberships.
Right.
And, you know, I see that and just go, ugh.
Right. So, and we'll get into that. I mean, that's a big part of how we're successful is we generate 55% of our ongoing revenue with recurring memberships. If we're slow in the summer and you have recurring memberships, I don't need someone to even walk in the door. I could have no one walk in the door. And, you know, basically the way it equates to for True Rest is we're making $3,200 to $3,500 a month recurring for every 50 members.
So basically what you're saying is if we have owners that are looking for more income, they should not go out and get a part-time job and they should focus on their business.
The advice I've been giving to people lately, especially, is I've heard, you know, I need to get a part-time job to generate more income. And so I really just want to financially deconstruct what that means to me. So when Holly and I started, and this was 2009, 2010, when we would go to trade shows and literally 0 out of 100 people knew what we were talking about. And 50 out of 100 people thought we were crazy people and we were going to try to lock them in, you know, some dungeon or something.
Right.
And everyone was claustrophobic back in 2009. So that's changed. I'm joking. But it's true in the sense that when we started, we worked 14 hours a day, 7 days a week in the store working on the business. And then very quickly, we started to do the math of what happens if I work 20 hours a week on marketing, getting people in the door. And I'm not talking about Facebook marketing. I'm not talking about sending out flyers. I'm talking about me as a person going out of my comfort zone. And I'm an introvert. You are not.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to people, which to me is like, oh, I have to talk to people, you know.
And it's the best marketing.
It's the best marketing. So there's imagine this, 20 hours a week, right? If you could get one person in the door in 20 hours a week, mm-hmm. right? So one person an hour. So you get 20 extra people a week in your door. And let's say they're coming in at, you know, $49, $50, whatever your price level is, you know, and you can do the math, that's $1,000 a week, right? $1,000 a week. You just made $4,000 a month by spending 20 hours a week on marketing. And, you know, that's more than you're going to make in a part-time job. So that is your part-time job. And so one of the things I wanted to deconstruct is kind of how to go about that. So I have a lot of people say, oh yeah, we go to B&I meetings once a month. We do this, we do that. But when Holly and I did this full time where it was like 20 hours a week, it's our job because we were in that situation too. We thought, oh wow, do I need to get a part-time job? Do I need to close this door? What do we need to do? In the early days, it's rough. And we would literally circle within a 5 to 10 mile radius every yoga studio, every doctor, every naturopath, every chiropractor, every physical therapist. And we would go there with a little package of materials and testimonials and literally just go talk to people. And you don't always get a home run. And I also want to let people know we didn't rely on the materials. If I didn't have materials, if I ran out, I would still go do it because I'm going to sell it. If I drop off flyers, that I'm not selling someone coming in.
That's huge because a lot of people that haven't done this before, they've never run their own business. And I was the same way too. It's like you want to rely on those materials. Like, oh, you know, in my mind, if I drop them off and, you know, I might not get to talk to anybody, that's good enough. I've made the, you know, I made the commitment, I've made the sale or whatever.
And you're a master at this, and I'd be curious to see from your perspective. So so if someone buys into the concept that your part-time job is you marketing, let's say they buy into that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I can make $1,000 a week marketing my own business because I can get people in the door. And by the way, in a 4 or 5 hour day, I think you can get more than one person an hour. You can go to the grocery store and do it. But I'd be curious, you told me a story a couple of years ago where you were literally at a gas station, you convinced someone to float, that person came into our store, this is before you had your own store, yeah. Literally the next day, and in the beginning, when Alden was super gung-ho about floating, I would literally have people come in and say, how'd you hear about this? From Alden. Oh, cool, are you Alden's friend? No, I met him at the beach. No, I met him at the gas station. No, I met him in the line at Bash's. No, I met him, no, I met him. Right. So what is that 30-second, that 90-second, that two-minute pitch that you give people that allows you to get them into float?
It's a great question. I think where it comes from is because it's like I have it there, I'm ready with it, and I'm also so passionate about it that I look for places to bring it up in the conversation. So, and think about it, the top three benefits that we talk about in floating is it's great for stress, it's great for pain relief, and it's great for sleep. That's life. That's all of life, if you think about it. Those three things just connect. And so that's what we all talk about.
Let me do this. So I'm behind you in a grocery store, and I'm like some lady, okay? And I'm
Right.
Yeah, Alden, you're so cute. Okay, I'm in a grocery store.
It's, oh, you're so tall.
Oh, you're so tall.
Right.
So, oh, you're so tall. Okay, so what would you do? So I'm just some like 35-year-old lady, and like I have my little toddler.
Hi, you're so tall. And I would say, you know how I got so tall? Let's say, well, how? And I say, well, I float. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I would say, well, I'm just kidding. I didn't get tall from that.
But you use humor to break the ice, right?
Of course, yeah. And then they, you know, then you just, you can get into it. And so it's super simple. You can, and also just use those three things. You guys, this is a big thing. You don't have to get into like all these different things of what floating does. We don't even know everything that floating does. We have no idea. And so, but it's just break it down into three main things. It's just stress or anxiety, pain, and sleeping better. That's it. And so, and also when you talk about this too, think about it this way. A lot of people, when they don't have a lot of experience with sales, you know, they kind of, they think that, you know, oh, you know, I'm going to be so excited and they're going to, you know, freak out. These people are going to freak out by all this energy I'm putting out there and I'm going to like overdo it. But imagine somebody, this is kind of how I look at it. Imagine if you had millions and millions and millions of dollars and someone came to you with a business idea. You're not going to be like, what kind of business idea is it? Like, tell me about it. Like, you're not going to care so much. You're going to be more relaxed and laid back. And you're going to go, oh, what's your business idea? And, you know, you might consider it and you might not. But, and so that's how you want to look at this, is you have to realize that what you have here is you have an amazing business, an amazing thing that the world needs to hear about.
And well, they can tell their story. Everyone has a story.
Exactly. And so what I'm saying is, though, they can like kind of just lay back. When people do ask, they say, well, what is floating? You can literally just be very calm and just be like, well, it's good for stress, it's good for pain, it's good for sleeping better.
Right.
And watch what happens and just pause and wait for the questions to come and be okay with that and watch what happens. They will ask the questions. And so that's what I do, is I'll just, you know, I can be very calm and chill about it and watch what happens, and they come back and then we can just get into the conversation.
So they have the conversation, and so what is some of the collateral we've used at True Rest? I have one of two things in my arsenal at all given times during the day. I have a $30 off coupon, which is $49 to come in and float. I hand that out to Uber drivers, people at coffee shops. I hand that out to every single human being I ever see. We drop it off at places, people take them. The other one I have is a free float card to the spa. And of course, you're True Rest, you have these tools as well. But in the free float card, I give to people that can be referral sources. Uber drivers is a great one. You give it to an Uber driver that likes them, give them a couple extra one, be like, hey, if you get someone cool that comes and rides with you, you know, go ahead and give them this. And actually, Cawthon Brown, who's going to start working in Ohio, he's going back home to work with Pat and Heather in True West, Ohio. He's actually is the one that gave me this idea. And he said, you know, he was talking to, there's like Uber conventions, right? So you can go talk to like 50 Uber drivers at once and try to get them all to float. And then you literally have Uber drivers now selling floating because they love it and handing out your cards.
And it's because they, and you know why they want to do it? Because it's the new sexy thing. I mean, it's not like, you know, consulting services or plumbing, a plumbing service or like an accountant. This is the new sexy thing that they're looking for, something to talk to their customers about. And they don't have it. They don't have that much stuff. And so they need content.
Yep.
And this is, and imagine if they can help, you know, all of us in this world want to help people. And so this is just their way that they can help someone, whether it's, again, those three things, you know, I got back pain, I'm not sleeping well, you know, I'm freaking out about something, you know.
Well, and I think the key too is I've heard this. I know FloatOn did a study where they gave out 700 free floats, and I think 3 or 4% of the people came in. I forget the exact number. Mm-hmm. The point being is that people are concerned, if I give away something for free, but again, you're giving it to a referral source, right? And then the other card I give to people that might not be a referral source, but it's $30 off. And the key here is you just want people to float. And so one of the biggest numbers I tell people to calculate is calculate your lifetime value of a customer, because that's how you're going to figure out how much your time is really worth. So when we said, if you can bring in 20 people a week working 20 hours a week, right, that's $1,000 a week that you're bringing in. But it's actually more than that, because that's off the $50 price, right? But it's more than that, because for us, we convert 15 to 20% of those people into members. And we know that the lifetime value of a member is about $400. The lifetime value of a member is about $400. And that's just the average. There's members that have been with us for years and years and years, but that's the average number. Now, the cool thing about knowing this number, the lifetime value of a member, is that if I bring in, let's say, even 12 people a month, right? I know the lifetime value, or let's say 12 people a week, I know the lifetime value is $400 for us. That's the lifetime value of a member for us, $400. So with 12 people, the math on that equals about almost $30,000 over 6 months. So if I bring in 12 people a month, every month for 6 months, the lifetime value of that is $28,000. So for the year, it's almost 50 grand. And that's not them paying anything to start. So that's just people coming in for free. Let's say 80 people come in a month for free. An example, okay, that's 20 people a week.
Right.
So 80 people come in, they pay nothing, right? They pay $0. And you're, how can 80 people come in and pay nothing? If 15% of them convert, that's 12 a month.
Right.
Right? And so I'm doing this in my head, so I need to like figure this out. And probably as part of this podcast, we'll put like a whiteboard behind this part so we actually can figure it out. But it's substantial. At $400 a month, you're going to be making close to 50 grand a year just getting those 12 members in a month.
And the cool thing about this industry, one of the reasons why you as float center owners like this business is the low overhead. And so another way to look at this is that, you know, if you don't have someone floating, you know, even for free in your place, it's not costing you guys anything to get
like
these guys to float.
$3, you know, or
it's,
something.
It's like nothing.
Earplugs.
Yeah, so just, you know, get them in there. The whole point is that you know you have a good product, you have a good service, just get them in there.
And you're going to change people's lives. It's like, if someone has back pain, oh my gosh, and their first float's free, they're going to come back and back and back.
Yep.
No pun intended. But yeah, totally. It's totally true. It's crazy. And I think the other statistic that I'm really wanting people to understand is their break-even point. And so I hear a lot of new spas opening and they're not quite to a point where they're making money yet, like in the first 3-4 months maybe. And usually after 8 months, we've had stores at full earning capacity after 8 months. It's not impossible. Dale Bell opened two stores in 18 months. He had his first store open, and then the next 18 months he had two more open. So I know it's possible, but some people, they in their first 3-4 months they're still struggling and they don't know what their break even cost is. So calculate that. Just figure that out. What is your break even on a store?
So how do you do that? Just for,
well, break even means that you're paying yourself, you're paying your employees, you're paying your bills, you're paying your electric, your water, your rent, right? You're paying for everything that you need to operate the store. So those are the expenses. And so how much money do you need to cover just all of your expenses? Now, you as the owner, if you're working the store, I would. It's up to you to calculate that in. I take ownership out of that and put it on as another separate line item. That's how I run it. So anything I'm making, I put it as a separate line item. But if you're starting to work in the store, you know, let's pretend you're making $15 an hour and you're working there X amount of time, whatever, just include that as part of your expense, your operating expense, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so if you can calculate what your break-even point is, maybe you're $3,000 away from your break-even point. So you're losing $3,000 a month last month, and you're like, oh, I lost $3,000. Well, if you sell 50 memberships, on average, that's gonna be about $3,000 a month, maybe a little more, depending on your membership structure. So then you know you have something to achieve for that month, which is, wait a minute, if I sell like 12 or 15 memberships this week, and the next week, and the next week, and the next week, and you know, you have a 10 or so percent attrition rate, or 5 to 10% attrition rate, which is our average, 5 to 10% is kind of the high side, that's $3,200. So you're 30 days away from your break even. Then you go, okay, I want to make 80 grand a year. How do I do that? If you sold another 100 memberships, you'd make 80 grand a year. So this is where I always really like the memberships, because it's an easy way to go through the slow times. For us in Arizona, it's a little slower in the summer, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you have the member base, you're golden. You don't have to worry about it. So I know a lot of people are pushing packages. We have packages, but I'm going to say it again. I said it at the beginning. Over half of our revenue comes from recurring memberships.
Yeah, and it's okay to have packages. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's, you have to just keep the focus. Memberships, memberships, memberships. You've been doing it forever, since the beginning.
Yep.
And it's just, if you look at other business structures that do memberships, that, I mean, they base everything on memberships. It just makes everything automatic. Think about it this way.
Gyms.
Floating, right. Well, look at floating itself. The actual modality is an automatic modality. You don't have to have a practitioner in there to give and to give this modality. Well, what we did and what you did is to say, okay, well, how do we automate finances?
Right.
And finances, the simple answer to that is memberships.
Right.
And then also same thing with marketing. How do you automate that? Get really good at, you know, social media and all these things you're talking about, doing some good marketing.
Right.
So let's just automate this entire thing, because, you know, we love floating, but it's not our entire life. We have other things going on. We have family. We want to go on vacations. And most important, we want to open up more float spots. We want to help more people. That's been the goal since the beginning.
Right. No, that's the key.
So, yeah.
And there's a, you know, in growing is a whole other thing. But, you know, I would say most people are in this state where they have one float spa. I mean, I would say it's rare when people have two or three. I know there's a couple people that have three or four in the country. I know, obviously, Float House and, you know, they have a couple.
New Jersey
has a couple.
Yeah, they're popping up, man. Incredible.
Yeah, and it's interesting. And but I think the key to all of this is just, yeah, I mean, you are the one that drives your business forward. So don't rely on the marketing. It's about you. And I've seen conversions as high as literally 30-35% at a Truest Chandler. I mean, with Jill and John are working, they'll sell like 30%. And you know what they do? Every single one of their members is their friend. Every single one. They take a picture with them. They put it on Facebook. They're sending them follow-up emails and cards. Jill, the owner, right, is personally calling them. And I think that makes a huge difference. Like,
totally.
And you're a master at this. I mean,
yeah.
This is the guy that if he has 9 billion people comment on Facebook for his birthday, he'll put 9 billion comments under every single one.
Yeah.
Because you understand this concept.
It's personal. You have to, you know, obviously if you're in this business, you love people. You love people. You want to help people. So just remember that. And just remember, you know, we all have issues too. Like, we all have like underlying things like, oh, it's, you know, when you're thinking about selling, you might be thinking, you know, you're about to go... And you're about to go talk to somebody, and you think like, oh, they're going to think that I'm just trying to sell them something, that kind of thing. But no, don't look at it that way. I mean, look at it as like, this is your passion, and you're out there to really help people. Tell them, you know, bring it up. Figure out, find a way. It's life. Everything about floating, there's somewhere that you can find a way to put it in there. And just your heart will come out. And you guys do this already, but just keep doing it. It works. It works really well.
And what I tell new consultants that are... consider sales like evil or pushy or something like that. I said, well, you're not selling them something. You're explaining our pricing structure, and you're explaining how they can get the best deal. So don't think about it as sales. And so the way we do it is education. Is basically, and I even say you're allowed to be a human being. Because if I feel awkward and I admit it and I recognize that, right. It actually is kind of funny. And so if I'm feeling awkward in a moment and I'm talking to you as a client, and I told Float Consultants, cool, go for it, do this.
Yeah.
And you go, well, I feel a little awkward right now telling you about our pricing structure because I just personally don't like sales at all. And people are like, okay, that's weird, that's different. Be authentic. And yeah. It's like, so I feel nervous right now talking to you. You know, it's just like, just tell them how you're feeling, and that's cool. It's like, I don't really like selling memberships, but let me tell you about it. It's part of our pricing structure. And I've had people actually say that, and it works. And you just go through it, and you know, did you like your float? Yeah, it was cool. Okay, would you consider trying it again? Yeah, I would. Well, okay, we don't do hard sales. It's month to month. You get to keep your floats, blah, blah, blah. The auction bar, better pricing. Did you know your friends and family? Da, 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 da. You tell them about it, and it's kind of like, well, that's cool. I plan on coming back. If I could save $30 each time, yeah, I'll sign up.
Yeah.
And I only need to give like 1 month notice to cancel? Well, that's super cool.
Yeah. And another mindset shift for this too, instead of selling is, you know, think of it this way, where imagine if you just had this, you found like this trove of like, you know, containers of gold, and it was just more than you could ever, and it's more than you could ever have and use. And so, what would you do? Of course, you'd want to hand it out to people. That's what floating is. That's why we're doing floating, because we see how much it helps people. So you have to realize that you're not selling; you're educating people on what is going to help them. And we know. I mean, like, I see it. This is just me, but I see in the next 20, 30 years, I mean, this is going to be in everyone's homes.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's just, this is a huge thing, because we don't even know everything that this does.
Right, right. But I love how Joe Polish says it, who's the founder of Genius Network. He says, everything coming out of your mouth is either designed to repel someone or attract them. And so if someone tells Joe that they don't know how to sell, they're selling themselves on the fact that they don't know how to sell, and they're trying to sell him on the fact that they don't know how to sell.
And the way I say that is, life is sales.
Right.
I'm selling you on the fact that life is sales, and you either buy it or you don't.
Right.
Every time you open your mouth, you're selling. Every person on this planet, I hate to say it, guys, who don't like selling, you're always selling. Every
right.
single point. And because every time you open your mouth, people are either buying what you're saying or they're not.
You're either repelled or attracted.
Right. So.
And that's it. Well, that's about all the time we have.
That was a good one.
I hope it's useful for people. Our sponsors are TrueRest Franchising and FloatPod. And one of the things I want to start doing with this podcast is really asking the community, what is it that are the biggest questions right now with regard to running a center, with regard to the sanitation of a center? I know there's a lot of conversation, and we'll get into this very soon, but there's a lot of conversation about ozone versus hydrogen peroxide. And we've made a definitive stance at FloatPod that we're not going to tell you right now. But it's hydrogen peroxide. And we will see you on the next episode. Thank you very much.
Bye, everybody. Good job.